I'm composer Ola Yalo, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlock and Center for the Arts.
Hi, I am Brendan, and I am 7 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlock and Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute. Really excited for this week because we're going to introduce you to a really talented kid composer that's coming up in just a second. And of course, we want to remind you, we'll be asking you a new Quizlet question on Friday. Kids commuters, we would love for you to meet Alma Deutscher. She's making a really big splash in the music world right now. She was born in Basingstoke, England in 2005, which makes her, as of right now, 15 years old. She grew up in a musical home. Her mother is a literature professor. Her father is a linguist, which means he works with language, and they're both amateur musicians. Alma started playing piano at age 2 and violin at age 3. She took to both of them naturally, get this, within a year of her first violin lesson. She was playing full Handel violin sonatas. Wow! She started improvising melodies, which means making them up off the top of her head, at the age of 4, in what she calls her book of melodies. It's a little book she carries around with her at all times to write down music ideas the moment they come to her. She says, I started hearing melodies in my head when I was 4 years old. As soon as I learned to write music, I started writing them down so I wouldn't forget them. And for this album, which is one we're hearing from today, she says, I chose one melody from each year of my life between 4 and 13. Neat! So today we're going to hear the first melody that Alma came up with at age 4 and wrote down in her book of melodies. And it's called For Antonia. Who's Antonia? Antonia is Alma Deutscher's little 3-year-old neighbor who likes to come over and dance while she plays the piano, so she wrote some variations that she thought Antonia would like to dance to. So here is For Antonia by Alma Deutscher, and it is played by the composer herself playing the piano.
Thank you.
That was Alma Deutscher playing for Antonia, a melody she came up with when she was only 4 years old. Wow, and I hope little Antonia enjoyed dancing to those delightful variations. Tomorrow, we'll hear a piece of music that Alma Deutscher wrote when she was much older, 5 years old. Now, let's answer last week's Quizlet. Last week was Civil Rights Week on Kids Commute, which we put together in honor of the holiday named after a legendary civil rights leader. What was his name that we hope that you will know forever? That name is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's holiday this year was on January 20th. Now, don't worry if you didn't get it right. We will have a new Quizlet question for you on Friday. That's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Monday. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.